Oysai, thank you so much for being here. A big Yasha Koyach to Rabbi Sanders for making this program for us. Rabbi Oysai, give him a round of applause. It's a big, big Kiddush Hashem that we're able to have this. And I want to give a big Yasha Koyach to all of you for being here tonight. You can give yourself a round of applause. Yeah. Tonight is an amazing night. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing tkufa. It's brought down in a sefer that the brisker of simcha on the night of Matzah Yom Kippur was the biggest simcha, and anyone that didn't see the smile on the brisker of's face never saw a smile in his life. So much simcha on the night of Matzah Yom Kippur. The tzanzer of Chaim Tzanzer would wear his strimal and his big day Shabbos from Matzah Yom Kippur all the way until Sukkot. This is special times, my friends. It's a special tkufa that we're living in now. Now, you know, there's a minute to build a sukkah on Matzah Yom Kippur. Now, none of you, and I also, did not build our sukkah. But I'll tell you why it's okay. Because the Karakemach, the Rabbeinu B'chayim, Karakemach, tells us that the sukkah is really merames to Torah. There are many connections between sukkah and Torah. For example, there's 10 tvachim. A sukkah has to be 10 tvachim high. Aseres Hadibros. There's sukkah has three walls. Can I get Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim? If you take the seven amos that are, the seven tvachim that sukkah is the length of the wall, but the height of the wall is 70. Can I get shivim panim la Torah? Sukkah is a mitzvah do by day and by night. Vigisa by yom and by laila. This is Rabbeinu Bachai, my friends, who says this. Nashim are pater from sukkah. Nashim are pater from learning. So people are busy building the sukkah. They're preparing a makayim for Torah. We're learning Torah. So this is our sukkah, my friends. That's what we're doing tonight. And I'm going to explain to you, because you deserve it, I'm going to share with you a secret. I'm sharing with you a secret. I think most of the world doesn't know the secret. And you deserve to know the secret. Herzu. We're going to explain it. Herzu. That means listen up. The Pasuk says, Dir Shu Hashem bi Matzoi. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Elu Asara Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah the Yom Kippurim. Everyone knows about Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Everyone knows there's 10 days. The Pasuk says, Dir Shu Hashem bi Matzu. I'm sure you've heard a shmuz about that from Echves, from El, till now. Someone mentioned, Elu Asara Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. But what they didn't tell you is the following thing. I mean, make the cheshvan. Asar yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim. There isn't 10 days between Rosh Hashanah yom kippur. From Rosh Hashanah till after yom kippur is 10 days. But in between, there's only 7 days. So what does the Gemara mean? Asks the Shlo HaKadosh. Elu asar yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim. Zok the Heilige Shlo. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, a secret. It's not Pshat in the Gemara. Well, he says the Gemara is being meramis to something else. A different Rosh Hashanah and a different Yom Kippur. Because he brings a pasuk in Yechezkel, Be Rosh Hashanah Be'esor Lachoydesh. Rosh Hashanah is on the 10th day of the month. Says the Shlo, Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah. What's 10 days after Yom Kippur? 10 days after Yom Kippur is Hoshana Rabbah. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, there's a Aseres Yimei Tshuva that you don't know about. No one ever told you about that. That starts tonight. And you boys deserve to know about it because you're in the Beis Medrash. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, Dir Shu Hashem B'Yimatzoi, when is that? That's after Yom Kippur up until Hoshana Rabbah. So, I want to try to explain it to you as much as possible. We should be able to understand. What's this other Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Says the Shlo, the word Yud, the letter Yud, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yud, has a Yud, it also has a Vav Dalid, right? If you spell out, no, it's the word Yud, if you take the letter Yud, but you'd spell it out, it's Yud, Vav, Dalid. That's Yud. So there's a Yud that everyone sees, and then there's a Vav Dalid that people don't see. What's the gematria of Vav Dalid? Help me out. 10. Says the Shla, there's Aseres Yimei Tshuva that everyone sees, and then there's an Aseres Yimei Tshuva that people don't see. It's a secret. That's called the Nistar. I'm sharing that secret with you because you deserve to know about it. That's the other Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Everyone talks about the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Everyone's all hyped up about from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Says the Shla, there's another Aseres Yimei Tshuva that people aren't aware of. It's kind of hidden over there, and that's from Yom Kippur to Lashon Hara Rabba. Let's talk about it. Okay, my friends, like this. Says Rav Levi Yitzchok Mibarditchov. He says, on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we have an avoida. The avoida is to do tshuva. But that tshuva of the Yomim Noiraim is what we define as tshuva miyira. There's, you know, we speak about pachad yoim hadin, we speak about malachim yechafezun, right? V'chilu ra'ada yechafezun. There's a lot of we're petrified. And that's the avoida from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is to do tshuva, tshuva miyira. There's another type of tshuva which we're aware of, which is called tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava means when we do tshuva because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says Rav Levi Yitzchok, that tshuva is supposed to happen after Yom Kippur, and that's kind of happens as we phase into Sukkot. It's tshuva me'ahava. It's tshuva mitoich simcha. Says Reb Levi Yitzchak, listen to this. We know it says v'kachtem lechem biyoy marishon on Sukkos. Sukkos is the first day. The Gemara says rishon hu lecheshbon avoinus, which the pashup shot is. It's the first time you're going to get a chance to do an avera. Everyone's busy, so busy during you know the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. No one has time to do averas, which I never understood that. Still don't understand because managed to do averas like we say v'hu rachum right after we finished Yom Kippur yichaper oven, like we already did an avera, you know, it's like it didn't take us a split second to do an avera, we're already saying v'hu rachum. So I don't understand what, but that's the push-up shot. What does it mean rishon hu shavu? Sukkos is the rishon hu lecheshbon avoinah. Sukkos is the first time you're going to have a cheshbon for your avoinah. It says Reb Levi Yitzchok, let me tell you what it means. Al pi derech soid, at least says Reb Levi Yitzchok, the following thing. You know, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you did tshuva, so your averus are wiped away. Because when a person does tshuva miyira, so then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is meichel him on his averus. But when a person does tshuva me'ahava, so his zdainos are nasu zchuyos, which means your averus become for you a mitzvah. When a person does tshuva me'ahava, so not only is it not considered if he did an avera, but it actually is mehapichit to a mitzvah. So rishon hu lecheshbon avoinus, we can take our averos, and now they become mitzvahs on Sukkos. So we have to make a cheshbon. I did that avera, now it's a mitzvah. I did that avera, now it's, so I'm collecting all of my averos. Ramaylich Biderman brings down from the tzaddikim, Haflov Afela. He says on Rosh Hashanah we go to the water to drop all our sins in the water, because we want everything to go to the water. At Sukkos, we do Nisach HaMayim. We go and we take all the water. What are we doing? On Rosh Hashanah, we want to get rid of our averus. At Sukkos, we want them back. We go to the water, we want to take... We're taking our averus. Why are we taking your averus back? Because when you do tshuva me'ahava, your averus, when it's hapech, to become mitzvahs. So on Sukkos, we're able to... We want back the averus. Pilei ploy. So Rabbi said, listen, I think this is the process. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Kehelas, Elokim asa as Adam Yashar. Hashem created us straight. Vehema bikshu cheshbonos rabim. Hashem made us yesharim. But when a person does an avera, he becomes krum. Hashem made us straight. But when a person does averas, he's no longer straight. Now the pasuk says also, or zaru al tzadik Ule Yishrelev Simcha. A person wants to have Simcha, he has to be a glatta person. A Yashar has Simcha. So when Klal Yisrael is steeped in sin, it's not possible for us to have the real simcha shel mitzvah. It's not possible for us to have the true simcha sachayim, because the Yisrei leiv simcha. So first comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, we're done with our averus. It's true, it's tshuva mi'ira. But the fact is, we're done. We're finished. We're over. We're clean. Now that we're clean, now we're ready for simcha. Now we're ready to be able to have the true tshuva me'ahava. You can't reach tshuva me'ahava until you've done tshuva me'ira. So you need the first yud, aseres yimei tshuva, that's going to give us tshuva me'ira. Once we've done that, now we're clean. Now we're yashar. Now we can have the simcha necessary to do tshuva me'ahava. We can return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the process of aseres yimei tshuva and another aseres yimei tshuva. But now it's tshuva me'ahava. Now it's zman simcha seinu. Now it's supposed to happen with all the geshmak. And when you, Rabbi Yisai, come on Matzah Yom Kippur, and you're here with the geshmak and the simcha, you're not here because you have to be here, you chose to be here. So this is the beginning of the process of tshuva me'ahava. It's happening right here, because we're so excited to learn Torah. So you deserve to know this secret. That's what we're aiming for as we move towards Sukkos. It's Pilei Ploim. I'm going to share with you the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara there, Rav Papa Abaye says the following thing. Says Abaye, Ein ha'oilam miskayim ela b'shvil hevel pian shel tinoika shel beis rabban. The world exists only for the Torah of little children. Rav Papa said, Didi v'ditcha, my, what's with our learning? You know, we're not children. Said Abaye back, you can't compare in a doime, a peh that wasn't choite, that's naki, that's pure, as this child was loy tam tam chet, to someone that was. So what does that mean? Pure Torah, without chet, is higher than the madrega of the Amoiroi, of Abaye, and Rava, Rav Papa. I always say, tonight's learning is learning without chet. Tonight's learning is pure. We came straight from Ne'ilah, straight to the Beis Medrash, which means that the learning we're doing tonight is on a tremendously high madrega, because it's pure Torah. Just like a little child, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleansed us, the simcha of the Bris Kerov was on the Matzah Yom Kippur, is because we're pure. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita was here before Yom Kippur. He said his father davened for years he should be nifter on Matzah Yom Kippur. He wanted to be nifter on Matzah Yom Kippur. Why? He wanted to be nifter clean. Rabbi Shafroind, his yahrzeit is tonight, was nifter on Matzah Yom Kippur. Rav Gamliel said, I'm so jealous. Could you imagine being nifter clean? So you're Baruch Hashem Zoicha to learn Torah clean tonight. This is the most precious Torah. So Rabbi Yisai, I think we have to give a new Yasha Koyach to Rabbi Sanders for giving us the schus to be able to learn and appreciating what this Torah is worth. How precious it is. The Olam is being miskayim on this Torah. So we are now able to give this, have this matona of this special type of learning. We bring this into Sukkos with us. The Zman Simcha Seinu, Sukkos is Keneged Yaakov, which is Yaakov Avinu is Torah. So what we're doing is, we want to have Tshuva Me'ahava. Where does it come from? It comes from Simchas HaTorah, which we're learning. So Beis Hashem, I hope it's Yata Deshmaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Hoyer Einenu B'Sayroisav. It's a special Zman Mesugo, but it's also a special challenge for people to be in the Beis Medrash tonight. Part of why Rabbi Sanders does this is because there's not that many people learning. I heard once from Ramesh Shapiro, Zatzal, he said, I'm giving you a a word of advice, he said to me. I'm giving you a word of advice. Find a time when there's very few people learning. It's kedai. That's what he said to me. It's worth it. You know why? Because you might be holding up the world right now. You might be holding up the world. This base medrash might be holding up the world right now. Where else are there such a big tzibur learning Torah? In America, they're in the middle of davening. Here, people are building sukkahs and coming and going. Where this is, look at this big base medrash of people learning Torah. We might be holding up the world. So, Baruch Hashem, we have tremendous schus. We should be proud of that schus. We should be happy with that schus. And Beis Hashem, Vesiyat Dishmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us in that schus. We should be able to have simchas at Torah, gishmak in Torah. Just like we know that Sukkot is the zman simchaseinu. Torah is the one mitzvah that was given to have simcha in Torah, to have gishmak in Torah. Mitzvahs lav lahanas nitnu. What does that mean? Mitzvahs don't have to be, you don't have to enjoy your mitzvahs. It's not meant to enjoy. You do enjoy it, gevaldik. Torah was given lehonois. And tshuva me'ahava comes from limud ha-Torah. Beis Hashem, we're going to start soon a small little recitation of Tehillim. I have in front of me hundreds of names of people that need Shidduchim. So I'd like you to join me in the saying of Tehillim on their behalf, but have in mind yourself also. If you need a Shidduch, it should be for Shidduch. But if you need anything, Hatzlocha and Ruchnius, Hatzlocha in any way that we can, Beis Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Malek Kol Mishalos Libeinu Letoiva. Thank you very much for listening.